Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Jared and the GM, with Jared Stillman and Floyd Reese.
On ESPN.
102.5, The Game.
3 seconds to go, and the Predators have hung on here to even the series at a victory apiece as they take game number two, 4-2, over the Arizona Coyotes.
And it is Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5, The Game. No GM, I'm with you for the next 30 minutes. And the Predators take game number two, thank goodness, because let's be honest, it would have been the apocalypse almost if they had lost game number two, but they didn't. They beat Arizona 4-2. I don't care about the last two goals. I know some people probably do. I know Arizona's probably going to try to sell that to them of, hey, we scored the last two. We got the momentum. Let's take it. The Predators beat Arizona soundly. Soundly. And the last two goals did not seem to bother me. So let's just do this because we got 30 minutes. If you want to react to the Predators' win, call in now. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Your reaction. Did you like it? Did you love it? I'm not going to do the rest of that. Do you? What were your thoughts and your thoughts on game three? 615-737-1025. Because that's where I want to start, is my overall thoughts of the series before I get into the specifics of this game. I want to start with this. We came into the series thinking the Arizona Coyotes were not as good as the Nashville Predators. We had everybody telling us that the Arizona Coyotes were not as good as the Nashville Predators. And we felt like then the media started to say, you know, this could be a crazy back and forth 5-game series. These teams can get kind of close. The goaltending for Arizona. Let me just say this. Through 2 games, I think it's safe to say now that the Nashville Predators are clearly the better team than the Arizona Coyotes. Clearly the better team, a much better team than Arizona. Now, when they do what they did and they melted down in game one and just give away 3 goals, and then Philip Forsberg makes a mistake and gives away a 4th goal, then you're not as good as them. But in general, when we're talking just 5-on-5 hockey, mano-a-mano, the Predators are clearly the better team. They've been the better team in each of the 2 games. And I said yesterday on the show that I did not feel confident in, well, the Predators are the better team, so they'll get it done. Because the thing about this sport is that the better team doesn't always necessarily get it done. That we've seen a lot of playoff series where clearly one team is not as good as the other, but you get a goalie that steals a couple of games and a couple of bounces go your way, and you play over your head one night, and all of a sudden you're into the next round. And early today, I was worried that was going to happen. Early today, let's not kid ourselves, Arizona put the pressure on the Predators, and UC Saros saved his butt off. The Predators were blocking shots. The Predators I thought their penalty kill, while they got hemmed in a couple of times, I was okay with that. But they scored early, and they took command of the game, and they win game two. They're the better team. They've got better players than Arizona. They've got better goaltending than Arizona. They are a better team than Arizona. They should win this series. Should win the series. Tomorrow, though, today, good win by the Predators. Don't care about the last two goals that they allowed. I thought I really thought the whole team played well for the most part. They didn't play great, but they played fine. And that tells you the gap between them and Arizona is that the Predators playing fine is essentially a 4-0 win for the Predators. The Predators playing terribly for 8 minutes is what costs you a game. If they play fine the rest of the series, they'll win it. If they play great in one of the next 2 games, they'll win the series. But let's be real here that I don't feel as if Arizona is a true. Remember, this is not a playoff team, Arizona. They wouldn't have made the playoffs at the end of the season to come. They weren't going to make the playoffs if we had actually played out the year. They're just here because they're here. So I'm not getting too giddy about any of it other than the fact that they're clearly better than Arizona. Now, tomorrow's game is like game 5 of a playoff series. It is like game 5. And you need to remember that. because the Predators have gotten into some big game fives in the last 2 years, and they have, no offense, played like crap in those game fives. Game five last year against Dallas, tied at two. Dallas had a big game four win. They blew the Predators out, come back to Bridgestone Arena for game five, and that was the infamous Jamie Benn throwing Ryan Ellis off of him in the corner game. They got housed by Dallas here in game five, and they ended up putting up a pretty good fight and losing in game six, but they got their butts beat. Game five of the Winnipeg series was probably the worst game they played that series, and Pekka got pulled four times in that series, including in the game five. If you'll remember about the Winnipeg series, Peter Laviolette pulled the rabbit out of his hat by putting Scott Hartnell in the lineup in game four. It worked. They won. They were tied at two coming back to Bridgestone. Again, similar to a game five. Tomorrow's game three, but it's really game five. It's game five of a real playoff series. They come back home and they get blown out. Now, maybe being away from Bridgestone Arena is a better thing, because outside of the 2017 Cup run, in which they won those series that they had to start on the road, the Predators have actually not been so great at home lately. Game five against Punch and Judy, Colorado 2 years ago, they got beaten by the Hamburglar, Andrew Hammond, who was making his first start of the season against the Predators. So game five has not treated the Predators well. And what we should learn, game four, they beat Colorado. Game four, they beat Winnipeg. Game five, they lost. Game three last year against Dallas, Pecorino stole it. The Predators, big win, up 2-1 in the series, big opportunity, and they get housed. I don't need to bring up game five of the Cup final now, do I? So that is the one thing that truly bothers me about tomorrow's game. If the Predators play the way they're supposed to play, the Predators are going to win. They're going to win this series. I can't tell you about the next series, whether it's Dallas, St. Louis, Vegas, Colorado. I can't tell you anything about the next series. But this team, Arizona, we've now seen 120 minutes of hockey, and the Predators for about 50. Excuse me, I shouldn't say 50. For about 100 of them, the Predators have been the better team. They should win this series. Saros was fantastic today. They paid the price physically. They put hits on guys. They blocked shots. Offensively, one thing that I think is really impressive, and I think this is a John Hines thing, is if you go back to the first goal today, Bonino scored it, but it was set up perfectly by Rocco Grimaldi. The second goal, Philip Forsberg takes two guys with him and the puck, and I believe he took Darcy Kemper's eyes with him and just kind of laid it there for Johansson. And Kemper, who, by the way, to everybody out there that says Kemper's as good as Saros and Rinne, no, he's not. But Johansson just puts it on the net. Now, the third goal was inexplicable. I mean, it was just – I mean, I probably would have pulled Kemper after the third goal. I mean, the Caliarnkroke goal was just horrible. But the Predators are the better team. They paid the price today. They put it on the line today. They were the better team, but they were the better team in the game two against Winnipeg when they lost that first game. They were the better team, or I shouldn't say the better team. They put it all on the line. They played that way against Winnipeg. They played that way, put it all on the line against Dallas. That's what they've done this in the past. So the big key for this kind of, you know, the day that they're off or the hours that they're off or whatever, the Predators have got to respond tomorrow. Today was good, but I'm nervous about the response tomorrow. Let's take your phone calls. Line them up. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get in your reaction to today's Preds game. 615-737-1025. No text, just call. Sturgill, kick us off today on game number two. Predators winning 4-2. Go ahead, Sturgill.
Hey, guys. It was a good game today. I would say in like a kind of a weird way, I feel like the turning point of the game and maybe the series was Ellis getting lit up on that one time. It seemed like it kind of lit a fire under him and the rest of the team. I just wanted you to kind of talk about that, what you thought about that, and I'll hang up and listen. Go Preds.
Thank you, Sturgill. I'll say this. Ryan Ellis, as terrible as he was at the very beginning of game one, Ryan Ellis has played really, really well. There's been a lot of energy from the Predators, as far as blocking shots, paying the price. You know, they've been physical. I thought today where they were really good is they were physical without being stupid. And even the Ryan Ellis penalty that he took where he and Taylor Hall kind of got mixed up and they got called for roughing, which, by the way, Taylor Hall, the Predators just harassed him left and right today. Expect there to be a little bit of how do I say this? Expect there to be a little pushback from Taylor Hall tomorrow and Arizona, because he is an elite-level player. But I thought Ryan Ellis was great. I thought the team really got fired up. I think the two things that really got the team fired up, first and foremost, we know the Nashville Predators, and you hate this about, well, I shouldn't say you hate it about them. I hate this about them. They play better when they get the first goal. For some reason, when they get the first goal, especially in a playoff game, but when they get the first goal, it is like a giant weight off their shoulders. They just play so much better. This is a team that, for some reason, they really get down on themselves when things aren't going well, and they really ramp it up when they do well. So the fact that they take the opening penalty of the game, and they block a lot of shots, and even though they were hemmed in their own zone, which I didn't like, they had the puck on their tape maybe two or three times, and they didn't clear it out of the zone, which really bothered me. It was okay. It was okay. And then Nick Bonino scores. And once Bonino scores, like, I think I know how relieved I was when that puck went in the net. I can only imagine how it affected them. And you could see that kind of fired the team up. And then the two things that happened in a row, Saros making those incredible saves as Arizona comes right back down the ice. Arizona trying to take the momentum back in the game. Saros, fantastic saves. I think there were three in a row that he made that I'm watching. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Like, at least two or three opportunities should have gone in. So you got a little puck luck, but really it was great play from Saros. And then the Johansson goal. By the way, we'll get to the Joe Fallon in a second because they're playing. But that moment, those two instances right there, those two big plays, that's what won you the game. And so you could tell, you could see it in the energy of the team. They were more physical. They were more disciplined. They blocked shots. They went after loose pucks. They stayed out of the box. All very good signs. And I thought it was contagious today for them as they knew what was on the line. And I hope that tomorrow they play like they know what's on the line tomorrow. Because tomorrow's game, today's game, I'll get to this point on the other side, and we'll get more of your phones. 615-737-1025. Load up those phone lines. 615-737-1025. Your reaction to game number two. And the only thing that matters about game number two, I will get to that coming up next. Jared and the GM live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Tomorrow, same deal. 12:30 pregame on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 1:30 puck drop. And then after the postgame show, I'm sure I'll be on the air tomorrow as well. 615-737-1025. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Hey, this is Jordan Rogers, and you're listening to Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Drop for Stepan. Tries to go across in front, broken up there. And Johansson sends it out for Arvidsson. Speeding in right wing side. The shot, he scored! Victor Arvidsson on the power play. And the Predators have taken a 4-0 lead.
That was a bomb. Right down the wing. He goes short side shelf. Picks his spot and nails it. That is a heater. It got a little bit of Kemper on the way by.
Yeah.
But it blew off that part of the jersey. It was a bomb.
So yesterday, I drove by a Wendy's, and I turned over and I said, you know what? I want to go to Wendy's tomorrow, and I want to get a Frosty. So once the Predators got the 3-0 lead and things kind of calmed down a little bit in the third period, all I was worried about was, were they going to get that Frosty? And that was Victor Arvidsson for the Frosty, one of four goals. By the way, the Jofa line. And I got to give all the credit in the world to Ryan Johansson and Philip Forsberg, because Philip Forsberg is playing like a bad man right now. But the Jofa line has found their mojo back. And I think they kind of convinced John Hines, hey, put us back together. We feel confident playing together. Put us back together. Let us see what we can do. So far, two games, four goals out of the Jofa line, including one today that Philip Forsberg was just fantastic, taking two defenders with him, dropping the puck back for Ryan Johansson, who put a shot on Darcy Kemper and scored. So I will get to your phones in just a second. The one thing I'll say about Game 2, as ecstatic as I am about this Game 2 win, it means absolutely nothing to me if they don't win tomorrow. And I already went over the big Game 5s because, again, in a 5-game series, Game 3 is essentially Game 5 in a 7-game series. They had all the momentum after Game 4 in Winnipeg. They lost Game 5, got crushed at home. They lost Game 5 last year. Again, another tipping point game, tied 2-2 against Dallas. They lost that. They had the momentum after winning Game 4 in Colorado. Game 5 at home, lost that. Cup final, all the momentum. Yeah, I mean, things were so bad after the first two games. You're down 0-2. There's talk about benching Pekka heading into Game 3 of the Cup final. They win 3. They blow out Pittsburgh in Game 3. They win Game 4, and they get blown out in Game 5. They cannot have that tomorrow. And if they do that tomorrow, all of their effort, everything they did today, was all for naught. So I don't want to sit here and say that I'm not happy about the Game 2 win. I thought they played well. I thought they played fine. Again, Arizona, the biggest positive here, at least for this series, is Arizona is not as good as any of those teams I just mentioned. Maybe the Colorado team 2 years ago that barely made the playoffs on the last day of the season. That's the caliber of team Arizona is. I think it's obvious after watching two games, the Predators are clearly a better team than Arizona. Norman is up next. Norman is in Montreal and is up next right here on Jared and the GM. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Listen, guys, I just want to make a couple of points. Number one, Victor Arvidsson. Remember he had that hand injury, and it looked like he wasn't totally healed, you know. So I'm a praying man. So from March to I was at the last game in Montreal, by the way. The Predators won 4-2. I was praying that the Lord will heal him. Man, I tell you, he looks like he's healed. And you know how dangerous Robertson, you can tell by that blast, that fourth goal, that he's ready to roll, man. If he's back, he's one of the most dangerous forwards in the league. And number two, guys, my point is, guys, Tony the Tiger, who is Frosted Flakes' mascot, official part NHL, they've got a commercial on him. I'm skating, playing hockey. So, guys, and he passes it to this guy and he scores a goal. You know what? I take this serious, man. He's trying to, that's a plug for the Predators. He's also a Tiger. You know what I'm saying? I take this stuff serious. So we got Tony the Tiger going for us. So great. This is the year, guys. This is the year, right?
Thank you for your call, Norman. I'm going to have to disagree about looking at Game 2's performance and saying that this is the year. The one thing I really struggle with is getting, John Hines even addressed this after the game, is people getting too high or too low after a loss. There were a lot of things I didn't like about Sunday's loss. But I didn't think it was the end of the world by any means. I don't like the meltdown off of a fluky goal, because tomorrow, if Arizona starts the game with a fluky goal that goes off the boards, onto the skate of Kyle Turris, up into the air, off of the glass, behind the head of UC Saros, lays on his helmet, and then pops into the net, the Predators can't melt down. You get down 1-0 tomorrow, who cares? Brush it off. Go score the next one. Tie it at one. Give yourselves a chance. You know, place, go. So I wasn't panicking after game one. I didn't feel that way after Sunday's game. Kind of the same way about today's game, which is I thought they played well. I thought it was a good game. If this had been a regular season game, the way the regular season was going in this direction, then I would have said good win. Now on to the next game. And that's what you have to do with this, except that the next game, I mean, tomorrow's game, there will be, and I'm assuming that it'll end roughly at the same time and that I'll be on the air roughly at the same time. Tomorrow, I will be emotionally charged, win or loss, because tomorrow is a big game. Tomorrow is, if they win tomorrow, they're going to win this series, probably in 4 games. If they lose tomorrow, then we got to pray. And that's how I look at tomorrow's game. But as far as today's game is concerned, I thought they played a good game. They played hard. They played together. They didn't have a lot of stupid penalties. They didn't panic. They got good goaltending. They played well. Good. Good. I'm not sure today's game is what gets you over the top against Vegas. I'm not sure the way they played today is what gets them over the top against St. Louis or Dallas. I certainly think they played better last Thursday against Dallas than they played today. And that's not a knock on them. but I'm not getting too high or too low. Tomorrow's game, that one is a big mamma jamma. One other thing that I know is going to be discussed on Preds Insiders, which is going to come up at the top of the hour. But one thing that will be talked about here in Nashville circles is the idea of going to Pecorine for game number 3. A lot of people will say, hey, it's a back-to-back. UC Saros has never started back-to-back nights in his career. This will be asking him to go back-to-back, something, again, he's never done. And do you want to do that when you've got the option of bringing in a Pecorine to play who's fresh, who's locked and ready to go? Would you play Pekka tomorrow with the lack of action and the rest and see if a 100% Pekka is better than a Saros who's played two times in 3 games? Or I guess this will be his 3rd game in 4 days. And let me just say, one, I wouldn't play Pekka tomorrow. And two, they're not going to play Pekka tomorrow. Pekka may get in if things don't go well, but Pekka is not going to start tomorrow. There's not, to me, this isn't even really a discussion. Saros is the guy. You put your foot down when you started him in game 1 and you said, hey, UC Saros is our guy. So far through 2 games, he's played well. Well, you're not going to go in to the gotta have it, you know, the seesaw game, which is what this is, and bench the guy who 3 days ago you were saying, he's our guy. You don't do that as a coach. You don't do that as a team. You might do it if you were backs against the wall game, but this is the seesaw game. And again, Saros has done absolutely nothing that would make me think that he deserves to not be in the lineup for tomorrow. I expect to see the exact same lineup. That includes Tenorti and Yannick Weber, neither of whom I can really stand right now, but I think they'll both be in the lineup. I think they should be in the lineup. Saros will be in the lineup as well tomorrow. I'm going to make my prediction. Since Jared and the GM are not on the air, obviously we'll have the game tomorrow right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. This must be against my better judgment. Because, again, this game 3 is like a game 5. And in the last 4 game 5s, the Predators have played this same group of guys. We have seen them come out flat on their rear ends. And for some reason, and I think the resurgence of the Joe Philine has helped this, I think they've kind of turned it around a little bit. So I think the Predators come out. I think they play well tomorrow. I think the Predators are going to win. I think it'll be close. 3-2 Preds final. Saros gets it done. I'm out of here. I'll be back tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. Preds Insiders. Ryan Porth is coming up next. Continuing the Game 2 coverage. Predators win. Jared and the GM, we will see you for a full show on Thursday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.